All right. We're going to bring that down because there's so much more I want to tell you about that's happening around town. Michael Hurt and the Haunted Hearts have a CD release party happening at PJ's Lager House. That's happening on Saturday night. And they got a lot of great music happening at PJ's Lager House this weekend. I've lost my notes here. But at, let me just run down some of the music that's happening at Arts, Beats, and Eats, because we are about to go live on WHFR Dearborn with Paul Miles in the studio. But American Mars, The Orbisons, Amy Gore, 67 Crush, Dirty American, Scott Morgan and the Irrationals. This is an amazing band that Scott has put together, are all going to be at Arts, Beats, and Eats on Sunday. The Amp Fiddler, who doesn't play around very often, Bill Bynum and Company, is going to be playing. The Wall Clocks, one of WHFR's most favorite bands, is going to be playing on Monday, as well as Dwindy, who we're playing in the background, and George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelics are going to be playing Arts, Beats, and Beats Eats on Monday. Illy Mac, High Strung, Hand Grenades, Goober and the Peas, and Saranda Verlinde are going to be playing there on Friday night. Maggie McCabe, The Mugs, Jiva, oh gosh, so many more are going to be playing on Saturday. And then you've got the Hamtramck Fest, you've got Pewter Cub, the Phantom Shakers, Sugar Coats, Mike Hurt, who also has a CD release party at the PJ's Lager House, is playing on Sunday at the Hamtramck Fest, as well as Melvin Davis, the Polish Muslims, the Luddites, the Polka Floyds, and all the music that we've been playing today. Never let anybody tell you that Detroit doesn't have more than its fair share, but we are greedy. We are proud to have our music, and we're proud of it. But it's all happening this weekend in town. The Hot Club of Detroit have a show tonight at the New Center Park. That should be starting in about an hour. If you're in the area, head on down there. Also tonight, the Cadillac Kids are having a reunion out at Mario's in Troy. And Shane Saunders is hosting a jam there. The Cadillac Kids have been gone, haven't been around for a while. So it's good to see them. In the background right now, I've got Mike Hurt queued up.
It'll be a lonely Mardi Gras.
It'll be a lonely weekend without you if you don't get out and get downtown. The Hand Grenades are going to be at PJ's Lager House tonight, along with Pink Lightning, and Friday night, The Reelers and Stago Lee. In fact, Stago Lee will be here on the Motor Live Drive on September 22nd. But we've got Paul Miles ready to go in the studio in just a few minutes. This guy has been on the road. He literally called us from the road as he was crossing Indiana to get here today. So it's really excited to have him in the studio today. He's going to be playing solo. And from what I hear out there is they've been setting it up. We're actually going to get maybe some piano out of him, which will be a rare treat. So you never know what's going to happen on the Motor Live Drive. And I hope you enjoyed the calendar. I hope you learned something and maybe you got inspired to get out. Oh, I wanted to mention that Thornetta Davis is playing at Dylan's Raw Bar and Grill on Sunday. And Child Bite and Zoo in Berlin are playing at the Blind Pig up in Ann Arbor. I'm going to let you listen to Mike Hurt and the Haunted Hearts, who have a CD release party at PJ's Lager House Saturday night and also are going to be playing Arts, Beats, and Eats. I hope you get out and enjoy some music. Be proud of what we have here in Detroit. Enjoy.
doesn't mean a thing. So if I see you carnival ding, I turn my head and walk away.
All right, we are ready to go live in the studio with Paul Miles, and I will turn the mic over to Mr. White and bring down Mike Hurt and say hello.
All right, we're right here in the Motor Live Drive F5 studios, and today we have a very special appearance of Paul Miles here in our studio. Paul, are you here?
I'm here, brothers and sisters.
All right.
He's here. As I said, it's a very, very special performance today. Oh, in fact, we always like to just start off with the music, let people know where we're coming from today. And Paul, what are you going to start with?
We're going to start here with a song off my CD called Get Up. I think we all need to get up in this traffic and this heat out here. Let's get it on down.
Get it.
Well, tell me, are you ready? Going to a party right here tonight. Get up. Are you ready? Well, look at time. Everything's gonna be alright. Put on your dancing shoes. Tonight we're gonna rock the blues.
We are up.
I think you've got everybody up and ready to go today. It's everything sounded great out there.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. Now I got to tell everybody, Paul Miles here, he is a true Motor City Blues man. We just called him last night, and he said, "Hey, I'll be there." He's been driving night and day. He came from Indiana about 3 a.m. He said, "I'll be there," and he's here. So what more can I say? He's been traveling night and day to bring the blues to you today. And that's a true blues man for me.
Well, I want to thank you, Roger, and for Margaret as well to ask me. You know, sometimes we need to support each other, and it's a fill-in for somebody. And if we can continue to do that, not just in music, but in life in general, I think it'd make it better for us. You know, sometimes we got to step up. It's called substitute. Somebody coming in, class got to go on, so we go ahead and do it. And my pleasure to bring some music, not just to the listening audience here, but to all the people here all the way around supporting this fine station and its music of supporting the local artists here in Detroit Metro. Yeah.
Well, I figure we're here to support people like you. So So we'll keep this music going. What can you do for us?
All right, I'm gonna do some things. But people say, yeah, what you doing, man? I'd say, well, I'm gonna do some from the albums, and I got some new things coming up here. We'll talk about that. But this is one I want to dedicate to my friend down in Columbus here, Miss Ella, and it's called Sister to the Blues. It's on the Mood CD, and this is what the music sounds like. But live always sounds better, huh?
Always.
No little whistle that you're blowing to get that woo noise, is it? That's something that you just found out you could do naturally, or did you have to work on that?
You know, Santa Margaret, I worked on that. Men should always remember what ladies tell them. I was doing a show in San Diego, one of the coffee shops, and I was starting to do that, and on my very first CD called Street Blues, there's a couple instances where I'm doing that, and I just expounded from that. So somebody said, I like that, you know, and we're all human, you know, and somebody says, I like that. He said, well, let me do a little bit more and see if you like this. And she said, yes. So anyway, but no, I've had to cultivate that. Most people said, you get that from your throat. No, that's a breathing technique, because I could not do that and be able to play 4 hours. And like I said, I just I was up there for 10 days. So, you know, I was doing that the full 10 days from breathing and pushing that note out that particular kind of way. But that's one of my signatures. And I have people to try to, can you hit that note for me, please?
Oh, man. And if you could do it for 10 days straight. That's the blues.
That is the blues. And,
oh man!
But it was a good time, and they enjoyed the music and the spirit of the music. And I think that is most people will have it in their particular philosophies about making a joyful noise. You know, when you're happy and all of that, you'll see that. Hit the lottery and hit 20 million. I'm sure you're gonna scream too. You know.
Oh yeah. But I want to let people know that after driving all night to get here and playing today, he might be taking tomorrow off. But he's got shows on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh yes, I'm coming back. I put it out there. I'll be in Rochester for my farmer's market 9 to 12 in the morning for those who get up early in the morning before it gets to be hot, I guess.
And you do that every week, don't you?
Well, I do that one. I do about 2-3 of those a year in Rochester. I do Birmingham, so I do kind of the rounds of the farmers markets. I've been blessed to be able to do that. And they spread it out with the other artists. There's other musicians there, too, that will do what I do. And in Rochester, it's kind of a walk and stroll and meet the people face to face and see the changes in the flowers and the food and vegetables and all of that. And it makes a real nice, healthy day.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Hey, and where are you, in fact, the farmers market, where are you going to be next week?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, see. Farmer's Market, that's on Saturday. And then next week is going to be, we're going to do the Arts, Beats, and Eats. That's going to be on Sunday. And I've been blessed to do a show with the fantastic young artist by the name of Val Hallow. And she's just toured with Alice Cooper and opened for Burton Cummings. And we're going to do a show at AJ's Cafe on Wednesday. And okay. I'm doing some other interviews be with Nadir and another program of this sort here on television and here and
that's gonna
and
be
we got music and then
that'll be at the U Detroit Cafe, won't it?
It's going to be there and I'm really gearing up towards my Old Town Blues Fest where I'm going to a new CD release called Healing Vibrations. And that's going to be in the 17th. So every weekend I'm working somewhere. If not, then you'll see me at the Tigers game or Lions game, something like that. I still do my busking so people see me all over. Everybody can't go to all the venues, so I take the blues to the people.
That's right. And I do see you all over town. We meet you everywhere. And in fact, if you're out Sunday, he'll be on the Pepsi stage at the Arts, Beats, and Eats at 11 o'clock.
Come see me for breakfast. It's called Breakfast and Blues.
All right.
You can have a bagel and some tea, and I'll be up, and we'll get it started there for all the fantastic artists that'll be playing on all the stages there and for Arts, Beats, and Eats. I've been doing it for a number of years, and they've done a fantastic job in placing a nice mix of music. You can go there and hear everybody, hear all genre, and Detroit does have the best music worldwide.
Oh, it does. And you're one of them.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Merci beaucoup.
Well, and can we ask for a little more?
Yeah. Since we were talking about working and all that, we're going to do off the Blue Collar CD. It's called Blue Collar Man, and I played this over in France, and they love the chorus refrain, so y'all can do it at home here. But it's just what represents you and I, both men and women, what we're trying to do, huh? I'm working my fingers to the bone. I said I'm working.
Tell all the people, I just wanna taxes I done sent. I said I'm working more than 9 to 5. Woo! I said I'm working. You see, I'm just trying to stay alive. Ooh, tell the world they need to understand. You better tell them I'm a blue collar man. Woo! I am. I'm working. Still working. You know I'm working. Still trying to save my home. Fingers down to the bone. I know you working.
Paul, everything's sounding great. I listened on the radio. You sounded great going over the air.
Thank you so much.
Hey, and I got to thank Alan Cantino for making everything sound so good today.
Wonderful job.
He does it every single week, and we got to give him a big hand out here.
Let's give him a bigger hand. Let's get him some money.
Hey, he's a blue-collar working man. He's teaching classes here. We had to drag him over and make sure he got on the air. And, hey, he always does a great job. He's a busy man.
Wait, we want to thank him. See, that's what I'm talking about. You have that work ethic with so many people doing a variety of jobs. So I thank him and you all here at the station here and pulling all together. It's a team effort. And we want the public to know that we care about them enough to do that just for them.
That's right. And we do. And in fact, Paul cares about the public so much. He's even brought in some CDs for giveaways on the air, if you call in today.
If you call in, yes. I got 3 separate CDs, so that means 3 different callers can win.
That's right, and they have to call in here at 313-845-9676 or make that toll-free at 800-585-4322. Extension 9676. Hit option 1 to get into the studio, and we will take your call. In fact, the CDs he's got available today are Stepping Out, mm-hmm. The Blue Collar Man, yeah. And Moods.
Moods.
Yeah.
So. And I will personally sign those 4 of those people there. So whoever calls in gets them and you designate them the winner. I will sign them personally to them so they'll be able to let everybody know it's no kind of, game show.
That's right.
Foolery.
Hey. This is the real thing. This is the real blues right here. Yeah, today. So that is 313. We've got a caller right here.
Woo!
All right.
Got a winner.
All right. In fact, while we're taking that call, Paul, what can you give us?
WHFR.
Yeah, we're going to give another song here. And it's also off the blue collar CD. And it's called Sweet Dreams, Good Night. We'll slow down just a little bit here. I know it's been hot out there, but when the weather gets a little bit cooler, hopefully you'll be able to do this. All right. Sweet dreams, I said good night. All sweet dreams, baby, said good night. Oh, whatever you're dreaming, oh, baby, hope everything turns out all right. Back down on the pillow. Woo! light of nights and everything is mellow. Tonight, I look up, I see there's a full moon. Ooh. Oh, yeah. I look in the sky tonight, baby. Oh, I can see a full moon. If I'm in one of your dreams, oh! You might see me real soon. Ooh, real soon, baby. Oh, you didn't know I could whistle, baby?
While you were playing, we had a couple of winners call in.
Oh, good.
Hey, so, Margaret.
All right, we want to congratulate Angie and Julia, who are getting CDs. They say it sounds great, and they're enjoying the music.
Okay.
Well, You've got ladies as fans.
I like that. Now, make sure we get the spelling of the names correctly, because I always want to make sure the ladies' names spelled correctly.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And we'll do that for them. And tell them thank you very much, not just for supporting me, but also for supporting the station for all the music that you all bring in. So thank you so much, ladies. Oh, thanks for calling in.
And I know they're regular listeners. I recognize their names. Yeah. So,
and that number again is 313-845-9676, option 1. If you want to call, we still have one more set. Or the 800 number is 585-4322, extension 9676, option 1.
That's right. And now, Paul, you've been, you seem like you've been around forever, but you've been, you know, you've been playing in Bowling Green, you've been playing out in California, you've been down in New Orleans, you've been winning awards all over.
Well, I've just been blessed, and I always, you know, I'm knocking on this wood right here, to continue to do that. I've been blessed. My parents gave me a background. My mother was a vocalist. My father gave me my first guitar, and I've always had music around. I've been blessed to have a family that enjoyed the music, and I came up to the church, which a lot of people have done that, in all various faiths. And, you know, we're not here to pick one over the other, but there is music about, as I said a little bit earlier, about a joyful noise. So music has been part of my life. And then through the days of Bowling Green, it was a couple shops in between football practice in California. When I got traded out there, I ended up playing, was opening act for Taj Mahal. I've done Venice Beach. I've done a lot of different places. And I lived in Louisiana for a couple of years. So I've had a chance to play down there. And this was before the Katrina. And just influenced by all of that, and then my trips across West, and being in Europe. And but there's music everywhere. There's this vitality of life that permeates all over, and I just get encouraged every day to continue on. And I look back at it. Sometimes you look back, you find out how far you went. It's, oh, my goodness, yeah, you did that. Oh, wow, you're this age. Oh, my goodness. So anyway, we just keep moving on.
You got to keep moving. And tell me, I got a question. After being out to California and Louisiana, what would bring you to Detroit?
Well, at the particular time, I there was a family illness. My mother was ill in the area. She was a former mayor of Paulding, Ohio. She was like the first person of color elected there. Vera Miles, Vera Jackson Miles, was there. But I also had some friends up here in the Detroit area, and then I met somebody at that particular time. And so I said, you know something, let me just kind of hang here and let's see what we can do with the music here in Motown. I mean, this is a place where I used to listen to CKLW and all the music here. So now I get a chance to see what Ted Nugent looks like and all these other people. Man, I've been to the Motown Museum. I've got a couple of my friends here, the original Vandellas from Motown. I mean, there's other writers and people around. So you've got, this is just a rich history. And I used to come to old Dodger Stadium there back in the 60s. And I always remember those trips coming up to Tiger, see the Tigers back the days of Gates Brown and Al Kaline and the on Trumbull. Love that stadium.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people did.
Speaking of the original Vandellas, you did a tribute to the City of Detroit tune a couple of years back.
I was so blessed to be able to do that, Margaret. It was called Motown Still Our Town, and I'll share this with you so you got a little sneak here from here. We did that song, and it won a Detroit Music Award for Best Video. Under 10,000, but all the people volunteered. We had the original Vandellas, David Nefish, Michael on Fire, Barbara Payton, Jill Jack. I go on and on. Tracy, all these people, participated and played, and all the musicians there for that spirit. Well, I'm going to give an announcement here. Is that the follow-up on that is that I'm working on an original musical. It's going to be called Motown Still Our Town, and I'm going to bring it back to Detroit in spring of 2012. And with that, it's going to be a full musical with groups. I think I've got about 23, 24 songs, a full storyline. I'll be auditioning people and all of that stuff. And we're going to kind of bring that to another level of Motown Still Our Town will be the musical. And I think you'll be very happy with what I've been putting together.
Oh, that sounds great.
Wow. And if anybody is interested in auditioning, do you have a website or somewhere they could reach you?
They can go ahead and do a pre. They can go ahead. First of all, they can go to my website. Website is pauljmilesmusic.com. And there's a spot in there where you can email, and you can go ahead and email me and let me know, hey, you're interested in what you do, and maybe you have a link or a website on that. But first, anybody who's interested, they need just to go online and just go ahead and find it, Motown Still Our Town, and see that video, because that video is, that would be the opening song. There'll be different players, of course, but that opening song is the reason for the whole musical. And that's all I'll share with you, except the story's going to be exciting. The music, you're going to go like, oh, my goodness, he wrote that. Oh, my goodness. And then, and we've got so many talented people here in Detroit, and we want to do something positive. You both have been here, and we've rolled and went with the punches and the jokes and all of that. But things are turning around slowly but surely, and Detroit's going to go ahead and be where it should rightfully be among the leaders.
Well, hey, it's turning around because people like you are making it that way.
Thank you.
It doesn't happen until you make it that way. All right.
I want to remind people we got Paul Miles in the studio live, and can we hear some more music from you?
Absolutely. We're gonna do something here for everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. This is on the Stepping Out CD, which is one of the giveaways here, and it's called Come Back.
drive, don't they? Well, I'm sitting in the middle of my room. I was just a wondering, baby, what did I do? I've been through changes, happened to everyone. I'm so sorry, baby, if I offended anyone. Somebody and that love is strong. You better hold on. Woo! No, no, no. Come on back. I said, coming on back. Woo! I went a little higher that time. Come on. I look over yonder. Coming back here to me. Woo! Hey.
Wee! All right. Oh, everything sounded so good, but I got to remind people. It sounds great, but you got to get the full thing. Yeah, Paul is. Yeah, this is just one man doing all this, and you got to get the full impact of Paul Miles. You gotta see the faces. You gotta get the stomping feet. You gotta get in with the beat, and you gotta dig the whole thing. So you can catch him at Saturday down in Rochester at the Farmers Market, or Sunday morning. He's gonna start off the Arts Beats and Eats at on the Pepsi stage at 11 o'clock.
Come on down, have some fun, and. And like I said before, it's and what I do is also it's a family show. Everybody will have a good time. And like I said before, we're gonna let everybody know that we can do something positive without having to do whatever. I believe in free speech, but so therefore I have my choice of what I like to say and not say. And so there, I like to have an audience where it's also children. And when I do the farmers market, the kids have a real good time. And sometimes this is the very first a glimpse or hearing of the blues. And so I'm very, very honored with that because a lot of parents are wanting to to know what the children are listening to. And if mom and dad is rocking and having a good time and smiling and the baby's having a good time, then I've done my job.
That's right. And you always present a very uplifting blues. A lot of people think, oh, the blues, is it down and depressing. But no, you always keep it up and uplifting.
Well, we try to go ahead and do that. I think it meets my personality and what I do and what I want to achieve when I say peace and blues. I honestly mean that. I believe the people are going to be the start for the peace process. It's not going to be leaders in government. It's not going to be laws on somebody's books. It's got to be within the hearts of individuals. And I think that's where I'm at, what I do from person to person, and try to bring that in the concept of my involvement with humanity. So that's where I'm at. So there's all types of blues, all type of rock, all type of whatever. And it just meets the personality of the artists or the people they're trying to bring you into their fold, you know. And it's okay. There's room. There is plenty of room.
That's right. And you don't just talk the talk. You're out there walking that walk every single day. Sometimes you're going to drive a long, long way, but you're walking it.
Absolutely. And we want to do that to let everybody know that, you know, there's an opportunity to express that. And music is a medium of exchanging of those ideas and those kind of things there, too. So, you know, and I've been blessed with that, with the different songs that I've been writing and the different benefits and things that I've been involved in.
All right. And in fact, I want to remind our listeners, while he changes guitars here for a moment, that we still have a CD giveaway.
Come and get it. Come and get that.
And you don't have to come and get it. We'll send it right out to you. All you have to do is pick up your phone and dial 313-845-9676. Or you can make it toll-free at 800-585-4322, extension 9676. Hit option 1 to get right into the studio, and we'll take your call. In fact, while they're calling in, what are you going to play for us today?
I'm going to do another one off the CD, and this is dedicated to all the ladies out there, the ones who won and whoever, but for Margaret and House and all the ladies. I wrote this song in California, and I want to do it for you, and it's on the CD. There we go, cuz. And it's called You're a Pretty Lady. And this is on the CD called Stepping Out, which was fortunate to win a Detroit Music Award for Best R&B Blues in 2008. I'm very, very happy about that. And this song is on that CD. Here we go. Every man has a dream to find somebody true, but you know that it seems that no one has found you. Girl, I don't know why you don't have a guy, because I can see you're a pretty lady. You know I can see, girl, you're a pretty lady. I had a wish you would be next to me. I would kiss your lips, show you love and harmony. But you shy away. Oh, what can I say? Because I can see you're a pretty lady. I can see you're a pretty lady. But you're gonna have to reach out one day and let someone come your way. And baby, yes, I want to be there. I want to show you that I care. Thank you.
girl, I can see you're starting to come around. Just you and me, what joy we have found. I see your face, your smile, it's in place. Because I can see you're a pretty lady. You know I can see you're a pretty lady. Just you and me, that's the way it should be. Happiness and that sweet tenderness. Pretty lady, you're a pretty lady. Lady, you're a pretty lady. You are.
That was nice. It really showed a different side of Paul Miles.
Absolutely. We also have different sides. And that's for that album there. It's called Stepping Out. I wanted to do some other things so people get a gist of some other things here.
All right. That's good. In fact, it looks like he's going to do a little change up right here and play a little piano for us as well. Now, Paul, a lot of times we see all kinds of things. A lot of times Paul is a solo performer, but occasionally I've seen him several times playing with a band, and he's going to try something a little different here. I've never heard him play piano before. So it'll be a first for a lot of people, probably, to have Paul Miles on piano rather than guitar.
Yeah, we're
going to
go to piano.
Okay.
CD.
There we go. We got you up now.
You got me up?
Okay. Yeah.
On the
We got a little whistle in there.
Yeah.
Hang on.
That's okay.
There we go.
There.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, now we're good.
Yes, and tell everybody now I'm now 3 foot taller.
All right. All right.
To answer your question, Roger, yes, on the Mood CD, I wanted to, again, give some other variety of what I do and what my future shows will be, where I have access to solo, full band, other instrumentation. I've done some things here. But I want to let everybody know that the piano is a memory writing tune that I've been for the musical. And it's an excellent writing too for you all out there, right? And it's on the Mood CD called What Went Wrong. Well, it started with a letter. That was put right under my door. It was marked special delivery, but it seemed to be so much more, so much more. So I opened the letter. Tears began to fall from my eyes. It said that you were leaving me and didn't even tell me the reason why. What went wrong? What am I to do now, baby? Sitting right here all alone, alone, alone. There doesn't seem to be a reason for me to carry on. So I'm still a little bewildered, baby. Could you please help me? You see, all I need is an answer. Maybe this will set me free, free, free. So I'm trying to be strong. I'm gonna ask you, baby, what went wrong? What went wrong?
That was real nice to hear a different side of Paul Miles. And while he changes over here, we'll just in fact, if you see Paul Miles out in the crowd, you can always pick out Paul Miles, because he's always a sharp dressed man. He's always got a nice hat on, and you can always pick out Paul Miles right out of the crowd. You can't help but notice him. That's just the way he is. But he's almost ready. He's just putting out his headphones.
Thank you for covering me as I'm making some changes. Everybody said, "What's he doing? I'm changing."
All right. Well, he's taking care of business. So, hey, you got to take care of a man who's taking care of business.
I want everybody to please support the station. They have occasional fundraisers, and they do a lot of community good here. So please support the station.
Yes, we are a nonprofit station, and that's why we get to do what we want to do here.
Right. And just to let everybody know that. Y'all are doing some outstanding work, and y'all are doing a lot of this, a lot of volunteerism with it, and I really appreciate it. This is the first station in Detroit that played my music when I first came to Detroit, so I'll always remember the station here for giving me an opportunity. So thank you again.
Well, thank you for letting us do this. Hey, it's not often you get to have somebody come and play for a full hour and just enjoy what life really is all about. Now, I was just telling our listeners, you can always pick out Paul Miles in the crowd, because you're always a sharp-dressed man.
I try my best. Got that from my uncles. I've got a little surprise here for you. I was in Sturgis, and this song will be recorded in the wintertime, but you get a little sneak preview. Some riders, bikers, outstanding people. I had a good time, and I'm going back. I said it's time, baby, you and me. The title's called Let's Ride. I said now, my sugar, 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 just you and me. I said the time is right. I said my baby. Let's make it all right, let's ride. Come on, baby.
ready? Let's ride. Are you ready? Let's ride. Baby, you and me tonight. Come on!
You just about took us right out of here, but
no, we wasn't gonna do it like that.
All right, but hey, I want to remind people you can get a hold of Paul Miles at pauljmilesmusic.com. And what's the best way to find your music?
Best way is go to that website, because I'm on iTunes, I'm on CD Baby, I'm also at Street Corner Music here in Oak Park. But go to the website. Website will have all the information where people can go ahead and investigate my music and also know about my schedule. And I will have CDs at all my live shows. And,
all right.
And we're just going to keep doing it, man.
All right. Well, hey, that's a good thing to do.
Call the station and keep playing me. They'll just tell them, play me every week, so that way keep me fresh in everybody's mind.
All right. And they can come down and see you live at Arts, Beats, and Eats this Sunday. And at 11 o'clock on the Pepsi stage?
Pepsi stage at Arts, Beats, and Eats. And then in the middle of the week, and for those that can't come and don't want to fight the crowd, then come see me at AJ's Cafe on Wednesday. And the schedule will be there. And Lansing, I'll be coming to see my folks up there. And all the way around, we're going to be doing the music. And again, just be blessed to do what we do. And I want to thank the station for having me today.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on down. We've got probably about 2 minutes left, if you'd like to give us something a little bit.
Yeah, let's do a little ditty here. Let me see. High road, low road. Baby, don't you feel it? I know it's true. Baby, don't you know it? I've been thinking about you. Oh, you can take that high road, baby. Woo! I'll take the low. How low can I go, baby? Again, I want to
just say thank you very much for allowing me to bring some music here today. We also want to send prayers to those who've been afflicted with the hurricane, Irene. I also want to pay tribute to all the soldiers, men and women serving around the world to keep people like me being free to do my music. I want to thank the station here. Let me bring my guitar down.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries for the next.